Welcome to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge, and we are absolutely honored that you are here today to listen to some good things. And we've got a lot of them, including information coming up about Slut and Angus. Their bull sale's coming up February 12th. Mark the date. Their 36th annual bull sale and female sale at the Faith Livestock Auction in Faith, South Dakota. They're selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers, bred for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring the bull, Man in Black. That's noon Mountain Time, February 12th at Faith Livestock Auction.
There's still just a few days left in the Black Hills Stock Show in Rapid City. The 300 vendors are there with their trade show. There's still things that I can't have enough time to mention right here on the Good Stuff program. So I'm going to tell you to go to blackhillsstockshow.com and you'll see all the things coming up this weekend, such things as Warren Zeter's on February 1st and Chancey Williams with Taylor Halverson for entertainment on the 2nd. And a lot more going on at the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.
Hey, that sounds like a good time. I hope you're making your plans or already have them in place, actually. Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of their publication is tailored to the commercial cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News, your partner in the field.
Well, the other day I featured something about the Super Bowl, about the different foods in different states, and that's coming up February 11th.
There we go.
When it comes to the most popular Super Bowl foods in each state, a few recipes top the list. Buffalo chicken dip is a favorite across America, including in several Northeast and Midwest states. Chili is also a favorite recipe in several states, including a lot of Southwest ones, Colorado even, I guess, in there as well. While chili is very popular, one chili recipe stands out as a favorite. Super Bowl Sunday meal white chicken chili. Have we ever had white chicken chili?
I have had white chicken chili once.
Well, this food tops the list in several states, and we mentioned those the other day, Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, Michigan, a lot of those out there. Other favorite foods include hummus. Is that right?
Hummus.
Okay. Hummus, seven-layer dip, pulled pork, and guacamole.
I think all of those would be more popular in our area than white chicken chili.
I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe we should make some chili and find out.
Well, I don't think it's delicious. It's not that it's not good. I just don't know that it would be so popular.
It could be a Norwegian like lefse.
Oh, there you go. Absolutely. Okay, here's a poem. It's called Mama's Mama, and it was published by Carla Emery in her old-fashioned cookbook from 1971. She does not know who the author is of this poem. If you happen to know, let us know. Again, it's Mama's Mama. Mama's mama, on a cold winter day, milked the cows and fed them hay, slopped the hog, saddled the mule, and got her seven children off to school. Did a washing, scrubbed the floors, washed the windows, and did the chores. Cooked a dish of home-dried fruit, pressed her husband's Sunday suit, swept the parlor and made the bed, baked a dozen loaves of bread, split some firewood, lugged it in, enough to fill the kitchen bin. Cleaned the lamps and put in oil, stewed some apples she thought might spoil. Churned the butter, baked a cake, looked out and said, "For mercy's sake, the calves are out of their pen," went out and put them in again. Gathered the eggs and locked the stable, returned to the house and set the table. Cooked a supper that was delicious, afterward washed all the dishes. Fed the cat, sprinkled the clothes, mended a basket full of hose. Then opened the organ and began to play, "When you come to the end of the perfect day."
Wow, that is a lot in one day.
That is incredible. Again, Carla Emery put it in her old-fashioned cookbook from 1971, but we're not sure who wrote that, but it is amazing. Okay, we better wrap it up with some more groundhog stories, I think. Don't you, Mike?
No, not really.
Oh, come on. Why is coronavirus like Groundhog Day?
I don't know.
If you stick your head outside and encounter another person, you get 6 more weeks of quarantine. Which hockey player is best at forecasting the weather?
Puck.
Oh, yeah, you figured that out. Punxsutawney Phil. I love February because it contains two of my favorite annual events, Groundhog Day and the State of the Union Address. One involves a meaningless ritual in which we look to the notoriously unreliable mammal for procrastination with no basis in reality. The other involves a groundhog.
Folks, if you have items to share with us, whether it's about Groundhog Day or not, or the Super Bowl coming up, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in today. Have a great day from The Good Stuff.